our more dreadful sacrifice.
Who's it, huh?
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
That's the last time I play that ad. That one's just terrible. Pretty annoying stuff. Sorry to anyone out there. Last two tracks, both releases on Umor Rex, the always excellent tape label, and now venturing into vinyl, based out of Mexico City. I think mostly distributed through Thrill Jockey, so you can get their stuff up on this side of the world fairly easily. But that last track we heard there was Alexandra Bazin with his track Youth. From the new cassette called Full Moon. And released on Umor Rex, Parisian-based musician, part of the GRM Collective. Brett Nauck, I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce his last name, N-A-U-C-K-E. Following up his 2014 debut, Seeds, released on Spectrum Spools. We played a track or two off of that LP a couple of years back when that came out. This is his second release. It is another tape on Umor Rex. It's called Executable Dreamtime, and that track was called The Space Between Twins. He is a Chicago native, in case you're interested. Sad City, starting off that set with Pace Movements 1 to 4 from his new LP, Shapes in Formation, just released on Mita Fury. Right now, I'm going to play a track here from Duo 2814. This is a new release called Rain Temple, double LP on Dream Catalog. In fact, the head honcho of Dream Catalog goes under the name Hong Kong Express, is a duo alongside Telepath. And I think they at least have one or two other releases, at least one other one that I'm aware of. Anyways, the track we're going to hear is called Before the Rain. This is 2814 on the Pop Drones Show.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist with it.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones Show, CITR 101.9. Last track that we heard there, a little excerpt from a new LP by John T. Gast, probably better known for his current work alongside Inga Copeland, of course, formerly herself from Hype Williams. They have a couple, at least a 7-inch and maybe a tape together. I can't quite remember, but some recent works of them together anyways. New LP from him with the lengthy title Invocations to the Obelisk of TJ / Age of Apathy tape final. That was also the name of the track, which is about 40 minutes long, but we played about 15, 16 minutes of a little excerpt for you. An unknown label released that. I'm assuming it's probably self-released. 2814, or is it 2814? Not entirely sure. Right before John T. Gast there with their track Before the Rain from their new double LP, Rain Temple, just released on Dream Catalog. I'm going to play a track here now by Vacula. This is definitely going to appeal to fans of William Basinski or The Caretaker. That's not true. That's from something else coming up. Too much coffee. We're getting a little far ahead here. Vacula. Sorry, Ukrainian based musician, at it since 2008, string of 12 inches, and a couple great LPs on some labels like Unthank and Firecracker. The new LP is called Cyclicality Between Procyon and Gomesa. It's released on Deckmantle, and the track we're going to hear is the title track as well. Vacula on the Pop Drones Show.
problem. Thank you. UBC, here's an internet deal just for students. Get TELUS Internet for just $30 per month for 12 months with no term contract plus a free gift. Find our TELUS reps on campus today from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the L1 Nest Atrium to learn more. Conditions apply.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there, Leyden Jars, who comes off of the duo Glass Isle. Of at least a couple releases under their belt. I think they're also on Mordant Music, the same label that put out the new record by Leyden. It's called Heat Death, and that track there was called Foreground, Background, and Vacula, starting off that set there with Cyclicality between Procyon and Gomesa, taken from the new album of the same name, just released on Deck Mantle. And that's following up a string of 12 inches on some labels like Unthank and Firecracker, which we feature on the show here a lot. Right now, getting back to the aforementioned musician we're going to play now, who definitely should appeal to fans of William Basinski and The Caretaker, or Leland Kirby, as he might be better known, and their kind of warbly, plunderphonic style of recording. This LP is called Vienna Orchestra, and it's actually entirely based upon classical records that this artist, who just goes under the name U, that's just the letter U, not Y-O-U, went to, he's London-based, and he went to Vienna recently with a stack, came back with a stack of records, and made this pretty amazing record. It's just released on Where To Now. And the album is called Vienna Orchestra, and this song is called Black Danube. You're listening to You on the Pop Drones show. Thank you.
Thank you. listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show. I got one last lengthy track here for you before we sign off. Got the Shakespeare Show coming up in just over 15 minutes. Last one we heard, though, was Forest Swords, new LP called Shrine. It's actually an original dance score. That track was called Shrine Out. And this work was commissioned by Liverpool's Metal, an art space. Out in Liverpool there, Dense Truth was the label that put that one out. Siavash Amini and Matt Finney, collaborative effort there for their new cassette, Familial Rot, just released on Umor Rex, that label we heard a few releases from in the beginning of the show today. Whole Summer was the name of that track. Tangents, right before that, with Jindabyne from their new LP, Stateless, just released on Temporary Residence. That's a UK-based ensemble with many different instruments taking place there. And U, that's the letter U, with their track Black Danube, or Danube. Not entirely sure how to pronounce that river. Vienna Orchestra is the name of the LP. Where To Now is the name of the label that put that one out. So one last track here for you. New release here from the always prolific Alan Bishop, of course, best known for his work in the Sun City Girls. Lots of solo work under his own name, and Alvarius B, also part of Invisible Hands and many other things. He's in a new trio. I guess they formed in 2012, but this is their first release. But the trio also has Sam Shalabi in it from Land of Kush and Shalabi Effect, as well as I think he was in Set Fire to Flames, if I remember correctly, alongside Maurice Luca from groups Aleph and Bikia. I guess the trio kind of comes out of Cairo. I think Sam Shalabi at least spends most of his time there. And anyways, new LP is called Bess, just released on Nawa Recordings. This track here is called Where's Turbo? You are listening to the Pop Drones show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. with 2 hours of new music for you. Dwarfs of East Aguza. See you next week.